hear you say, I can't take no more. Baby, I know the angels to descend and ascend. The virtue of God.
the release in this place. Somebody's being broke through. Hallelujah. You are in a place where you are trying to make up your mind, your walk with God. I need you to rush this way. If you're trying to make up your mind, how you committing to God again, I need you to be rushing this way. If you need a home for your spirit, for your soul, I need you to be rushing this way. But I'm only going to give you a few minutes because we only have that. And I'm going to count to seven. If you're not here, I know that God's got another plan. One. Come on, ladies. Two. Come on, clap your hands and praise the people break through. Three. I'm almost there. Pray for her for this. Spiritual warfare. Break. Yourself loose. You ain't got to wait for nobody, but break yourself loose. Shake with the shots. Break yourself loose. You tell yourself, I'm going where the wicked shall be. I'm going where the presence of God is. Come and go. Hey. I'm waiting for God to do what he wants to do. There are three more people to wait. No, I need three more of you to come on. Hallelujah. Break. Make way for Jesus. Get in the persuasion of his nerves. Do something in the spirit. Hallelujah. The things that's driving them out of her mind. In the name of Jesus. Look like the more you take your medicine, the worse it gets. But in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You feel like you're locked up in a room. Somebody's coming. Feel like you're locked up in your very man. Locked up in your spirit. Yes! And let her go. I need a prayer, but that's all I need. That's all I need. Oh, you know, to be folk, trying to make them lose their mind. And the medicine ain't working no more, God. The medicine ain't working no more. Say, blood of Jesus. I need the blood. Let the head that prays it. Just a little bit more. Seven. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hold on. Say yes to the Lord. That's all you got to do, baby. Hallelujah. The Lord is calling you closer. That's all. He said, I got to do with you. You won't get away with it. You hear me? Hallelujah. Are you a part of the church? I'm calling. Through God inside of me is calling you to stand the ground you stand on is holding, and you know it. He says something just keeps pulling you. I don't know if even spoken. Think this God that we serve is so powerful. He'll call the name of the church to you. He'll call the name of the preacher. He'll even let you know that that's where you got to be. God has been waiting on you. I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting on you. The Holy Ghost has been waiting on you for what's in your belly. He's taking you from birth to birth. You are a birth. You are a creative vessel. You are an anointed vessel. Planned by God to be used. Woman, don't let the devil plan your future. There it goes. You are a part of us, and I can tell you something. Wouldn't that be easy to just be a part of this great church? What you think? I'm praying now that God would know, do something so serious in your mind and your brain. You've been wounded by a shot. Somebody said something to you that hurts you so bad that you can't stand it. But in the name of Jesus, walk this thing out for him. Show him the way. This Amen. It's all in time. I hear steps showing the way. I hear God say, just yes. Just yes. Just yes. This is so powerful. God says, it might not appear that things are working for you. And you've already said, I give up on. But I'm telling you, God is up to something. He can change people that we cannot change. And he can do something with people we can't do with. Give it over to him. You've done all you can do. And you done decided I'm tired. And I can't take no more. But in the name of Jesus, I declare over you, woman, that God's hand, miracle power, miracle power, miracle power. All your life, your household, we transform in the name of Jesus. And when you do, your children will be blessed. Your baby and the one even that's in trouble, the one even that's tired, the one even that's in a hole, the one even that's messed up, the one even that's a baby that's nothing with, the one that I'm not going to let, God's going to do something with. It's okay to cry. Come on, baby. It's all right. You've been waiting. But what about my daddy? You don't understand. Good. But what about my daddy? God told me to tell you it's going to be all right, baby. God told me to tell you that he's got you at your wounded place. God is going to heal. And it's okay to cry. See, what we think is that we cry before people. There's some people in this place that will love on her. That will team up. Telling you, your gift is about to drop. Lift your hand, my sister. Hallelujah. You too. But isn't that stand up, baby? Oh, Shana. Miracles. You hear me? Shemo. Hallelujah. Come here, precious. Come here. Come. The wound you place, I'll just bless you. It's driven you to a place where you said, I don't even want to see him coming. But God's going to heal that situation. God's going to make them do what's right. He's going to make them do right. You hear me? You got to trust me. You got to trust the anointing on my life. He's going to make them do right. He's going to make them do right. You can't. I don't want you to say another word, but you're going to do that. You ain't going to be no. You ain't doing right. This is what I hear. You never told me, but I'm telling you, did you tell anybody? I hear them talking, and they're not doing right about this. Hallelujah, but God told me today, he's going to make them do right. I say, go by the angels. You better do right. You're going to do right. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you believe me, and I'm telling you, if I'm off track, then don't even raise your hand. But if you know that I can hear him talking, and I hear the phone conversation, and I hear you crying, and I hear you on the bed, I hear you screaming, and what about my bed? I hear you lift your hand so you know I'm anointed of God, and that I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. You ain't got a fool nobody. Oh, God's real. Y'all hear me? It's okay. I want somebody to love on her. You've been there. You know what it is to feel wounded. You know what it is to be abused. You know what it is to have somebody else help you. They're getting ready to be a fireman. I'm coming. They're getting, I prayed for you already, baby. And if you want to become a part of this great church, what do you think? Take them that way. I love you. Hallelujah. Did I miss somebody? I want everybody I touch. Say yes, Lord. The fire of God is going to drop on you. For the next 30 days, you will hear God talk. He says to remind you of how you know your chosen. Can't nobody take it away from you. You are a brother. So the idea that comes to you is unexplainable. You think you see so far beyond. Write it down, precious. You are our gift. God sent you not to sit. He said, but manifest. For the next 30 days, the fire of God is going to drop on you. And I tell you, I don't know how you're going to work. You're going to have to just still go to your job. But you go with fire. You trust the anointing of my life. You will go with fire. There will be such fire on you that they'll wonder what in the world you're paying. Fire! Hope! Fire! Drop on earth! Better be careful. I see them. Come here, baby. We got to work this. Anybody with power? Anybody with prayer? Come here. There are two friends that's going to get you in trouble. I see handcuffs on you. Sure, they won't shut up. You know, right now I'm just Steve. So I need those with authority and with anointing. I see a special place where you go. And there's a house. And they almost made what you call it like a safe house for young men. You go in there. I see you going to a place where you shouldn't go. And if I'm lying, you tell everybody. God knows you're going somewhere you ain't got no business. God showed me them putting the handcuffs on you. And the others are going to bring them out and they're going to make you the fall man. If you don't hear me, and if they don't pray, that's where you're about to go. So in the name of Jesus, we've let enough of our children go to jail. We've let enough of our people go to prison. And in the name of Jesus, with the authority that I have, don't you play with me. You know who I am. You know I know how to pray. I pray the spirit that makes those young men that makes you feel, they make you feel safe. And then I knew you said, and I see you in a car. And I see you riding with them. And I see where you went. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Break it off. Are we fighting? Why are we so late? Talk to me. Hey, we're fighting against every demonic force. You said we're going to fight. We're going to fight what I see you smoking. Are we going to fight it? Cut our shit up. It's not just a cigarette. It's your head and I say, break it up for him. Don't go there. They're going to pull you in. Did you hear me? I'm not telling the truth. You ain't going to go tell the people to fuck the job. I'm not telling the truth. In the name of Jesus. I need a prayer on you. I need a prayer place. I need a secret place. I need a secret place for him. Jesus. Well, if you will love me after I beat you up. We love you too much to let them have you. You leave his name. John, would you tell him what it feels like to be shot down? He needs to hear it. Would you tell him what it feels like to have a house? Well, you had to run and get away. But you tell him, put your arms around him and tell him, man, let me help you out. You Mama, you got to come all the way. The God is over here, baby. Put your hands in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's a power that rests within me. The glory is on you, girl. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The glory is on you. The glory is on you. But more than natural and spiritual things attract to you. You have to always be fighting. Fighting. You haven't even been able to tell anybody some of the stuff you've had to fight off. But in the name of Jesus, no weapon is formed against you. You're precious in the Lord. I just need you to scream, Jesus. Hold on. Do it seven times. Say, Jesus. Because the fire that's within you, two, three, here it goes. Four, five. Something's about to drop on you. Make it better, Lord. Do such decision, but make it better, Lord. Jesus, I love you. Hello, Italy. Two or three of our precious women, put your arms around them. Ladies and gentlemen, God has been here and is still here. And we thank God for everybody and everything that's been done. Once you get something in your hand and give that to the Lord, real sacrifice and drop it at the altar. Just stand up. If you're not going to do it, then don't fight. I'm not begging you to do anything but drop an offering on the altar. The Bible says you need a trespassing offering. You need one that will help you be able to get past demonic forces, get past demonic plans, demonic plots of the enemy. Get an offering in your head and say, I'm going past. Hallelujah. A trespassing offering. Get something in your head and drop it at the altar and say, Lord, for my life, bless you. Let it pass. It's all right. Come, baby. A seed for your future. I want to thank God for you and your husband, precious. That's a seed offering for this building that God's getting ready to give you. Did you hear me? I see a building that looks like to me is almost a block long. Jesus. No, you don't understand. I don't know whether y'all been looking or just been talking. What? He's looking? Okay. Tell him this. That God said he's going to give him the building. I ain't scared. What's crazy about this? Now, the building would not be in a place where y'all really, because when you live in a beautiful house, and when you live and have beautiful things, not always do you want this building where God's getting ready to give it to you. But God said, tell you to accept the building because you will be able to put 20 and 30 cars in it. You hear me? Jesus. What are we doing? 1,000 fold back to you. See the baby? Come here, little baby. Everybody in the room should have got something if it wasn't for some pity and threw it on the altar. Dear God, it's a trespassing offering. Everybody in the room. Amen. Let me tell you something. We've committed to $25,000 to come on us. And ladies and gentlemen, if you keep praying, by the 8th, amen, I want to say to Judge James, we're giving $25,000, our faith, that we're giving to Kamala's Cancer Institute, $25,000. So that's what all yesterday was about. And people don't care how big you saw it and how big it looked. We're going to give y'all a report. And you will know what that made. But we're nowhere near what we're supposed to be. But tell somebody, they're still a done deal. And God sent some people all the way from Richard. Where is the gentleman from? Thank you, baby. Let me touch you. Just want to be able to touch you. God bless you. Bishop, where is the gentleman from? Taiwan. Bless you, darling. You are special. You are so special. Hallelujah. Do you know that you get your prayers answered? Huh? And God told me to tell you, remember I answered your prayer before. I'm going to answer it again. Clap your hands to bless them. Come on, do what you say. All the way from Taiwan. And here's what happened. God knows I wish it was before the $25,000 that we have to get to Kamano, because my faith took me there without the money. But faith is not faith, except you have to do it with your word and without the resources. So you got to say it till you see it. Come on. And you got to learn how to say it to the mountain. Please. Bow. Remove. So, tell me, I have people coming from all over the country, even as far as Hong Kong, praying and believing God for us on that 8th of August. That night, ladies and gentlemen, too, have you a suit on? Men, you have a suit on with a little pink thing on your lapel, because we're walking, and we're going to walk down the aisle in Detroit for cancer. Every single one of you have $100 in your hand, then there's a done deal. Y'all do that? Okay? But this gentleman from Taiwan said to us, he's giving $500 toward the Kamano giving. And then let me take what he said to me. I need y'all to keep praying. Because he said, and God knows I wish it was before this giving, what he said to Bishop and I. He said it, saying it for not just myself, but for, of course, our bishop. Because he fell in love with our bishop. That's all we needed him to do, is fall in love with our bishop. We can have over 50 of markets or situations in Cobo Hall on the 14th through the 16th. Is that right? The car show. There are about 500 to 1,000 cars that will be in Cobo. They gave me over 200 tickets. That's only $10. And they told me I could take that and sell them for $2,000 towards Kamano. But they told me, listen, I can take 50 people with me. And you will have some of the most awesome spots in Kobo. And you can do and sell if you will be doing it to bless the church. Wow. No, y'all don't understand. And they are coming from all over the world to be a part. I'm telling you, they're coming from Japan. They're coming from Hong Kong. They're coming from, I'm telling you, all over the world to look at the cars and to buy stuff from you.
And all the people said, praise God. I would be remiss not to allow Judge James to have a word before we dismiss. Where she has represented the justice, the bench of justice here in Angston for several years. And we all are aware of what the challenges she's had because of the strength of media. Media can make or break you. Y'all didn't hear me, did you? Media can make or break you. She's had her confrontations and tests. And I've just been praying for her. The Lord will intervene. You know, the Bible says, my people will call by my name and humble themselves and pray, seek my face. Turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, heal the land. And I feel like, of all places, Easter doesn't mean that at all. All our children are being killed every week. I fault God for coming back here. God told me to come back, and I didn't want to talk. I didn't really want to come, but he threatened me up down the corner of Easter Road and Dover. When he told me to come 18 years ago, he threatened me. He said, if you don't come, I'll put you in that funeral home. I said, Lord, I gotta go. I gotta go. Anytime you're pastoring in a building worth $10 million and you're preaching to at least 6 to 1,000 people a Sunday, you won't come back here. I want to stay in Detroit where I was. God took you to come, I'll take you out. So we've been here 18 years trying to do something incredible to this community. And I believe that if we all work together and hold one another's arms up, Kingston can be what it ought to be. And our children can be safe. In 1946, I started kindergarten. They didn't even have a school in this side of the Kingston. They were building Douglas. Wasn't even ready. So I had to walk from Pine and Alfred, which is now Allen, all the way up to Smith Chapel, Lincoln School, a little five-year-old kid walking from a mile to school and back every day. But Inkster was a real friendly family spot to raise your children. But because of drugs and all the other things that have happened, I wouldn't send my five-year-old child outside to play. That's how bad it is. So, Judge James, would you come if you'd like to have a word? Let's receive it by saying amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I am so glad that I came here today. You know, Bishop, your wife said that the devil is a liar. I'm here to tell you that he's not the only one. I'm here to tell you that the devil is a liar and he's not the only one. You know, all right. You know, Bishop, you said that the media can make you or break you. And they have certainly tried to break me. But all that I have done, and I've represented the people of the city of Inkster for 24 years. 24 years. I started when I was just a baby. But I tell you, 24 years I have been here working for you. I have served the young people of this community. See, how many of you remember the Save African American Boys program? Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but I brought that program here to Inkster with the help of the clergy here in Inkster. I didn't want to just send our young boys to prison. I wanted to try to do something to prevent this debacle that's going on around me. And through that program, it ran 11 years. We sent them on college visitation tours outside of the state, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, all expense paid. We took them all over the state of Michigan, all expense paid, and we did that with the clergy of this community through a mass ecumenical gospel concert every year. The Law Day program was to benefit our young people so they could see how the criminal justice system works and hopefully stay out of it. With respect to the seniors, the community service program, we cut lawns. We shoveled snow. I didn't shovel it, but I sent the people who have been convicted of nonviolent crimes out to give something back to the community, give something back to the seniors, the people on whose shoulders we stand, who have worked all their lives, so that they could have their lawns cut and their snow shovel. You know, these are the kinds of things that I have tried to do and did do for the people of this community. And even the state recognizes that I had the heaviest docket of any judge in the entire state of Michigan. Those of you who have had jury duty, you know I keep you there at 9 o'clock at night or 12 o'clock at night. That's what I have had to do to move this docket. And then for the devil to send these people out after me, Bill Crockett, I'm going to just call him out, Bishop, had it out that she's under investigation for missing millions. Don't you know if there was some missing money, I would have been indicted? Don't you know that? But let me tell you what happened. So the state came in and did an audit, and there isn't $1 missing. Not one. So I'm just here to say this. He never went back and corrected that foolishness. And people are out here thinking that there's missing money. There is not a missing dollar, not one. So what I'm saying to you, what we should have done when Bill Proctor and those Kayans out here trying to tear me down. We should have been out demonstrating. But no, the carpetbaggers are here. These folks that are running against me, most of them don't even live here. And those that do live here now came within the last year. We call those carpetbaggers. So what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate all of your prayers. And so many of you have come up to me to say, I'm praying for you. I appreciate that, and I need it. But I also need your vote. Because if on August 7th you vote me back in, and you can do that no matter what the Supreme Court does, if you vote me back in, the devil will know that he's a what? The devil is a liar. So I just want to, again, thank you, Bishop, for giving me this opportunity to speak. Thank all of you for all of your prayers and support. And your wife, oh, my goodness. Oh. She is awesome. She is awesome. And, you know, awesome. And the last, I just want to say two more things. You know, you never should have given me this mic, especially without telling me how long I had to speak. I just want to say two more things. One, I just love them. For our family reunion that came here, we had everybody singing your love song. Sit back and count your blessings. You better name them one by one. You can't take the credit for the things that God has done. I want you to know that I believe that God favors me. Lastly, when your wife came over to speak to me directly, she quoted the same scripture that one of my employees quoted the last day that I was at the 22nd District Court, because she wanted to pray. You know, and she said, Judge, you said, Lord, you said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. She said, you didn't say it wouldn't fall, Lord, but you said it wouldn't prosper. I want you to know that I'm still here. God favors me. My head is up. And no matter what they do, they cannot steal my joy because they didn't give it to me.
You can't lose when you come to half ring. Don't hear what I said. You can't lose when you come to half ring. Yeah, I'm praying for you, and I know what it is, even in the church, to be abused. I'm not here because of favor of folk. I'm here because of favor of God. That's what it's all about. I've been abused right in the church by folk who I worship, talk about me, say all kinds of negative things, and all I've ever tried to do is help. From the choir director of this church when Ella Hayes was here, the Governor Ella McLean when he was here, just did everything I could to help the ministries go forth, but got stepped on. Ella Hayes didn't. Ella Hayes laid hands on me before he died and said, I want you in my pulpit. And because he prayed, I am in his pulpit. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we've been praying for you. I've been there, did that. Folks didn't talk. You probably had folks talk about me to you, so it's okay. That's all right. I love people. I love God. All right. Folks will do it, though. People will do it. How many of y'all have people talk about you? Talk about me to you. See? I'm telling you. Folks have talked about me for no reason at all. That's why I sympathize with her. If it had not been for God, I would have stopped a long time ago. Having therefore obtained help from God, I continue until this day. Everybody standing to your feet. Let's go home and enjoy our families the rest of the day. Those of you who would like to meet us in the morning at 6 o'clock here on the altar, we're here for 30 minutes. We've made it 15 minutes if you can't stay long. But we're here every day for just that 30 minutes praying for the Lord to change some things. I invite the judge to come. Everybody, she can come. It's taken 15 minutes. Just come and try God. Watch God. You can fight your battles and kick the devil when he kicks you. You can't lose if you pray. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Oh, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Father, we thank you sincerely for what we've experienced here at High Praise today. Look on us, God, for the rest of the day as we move from this place to our places of residence. Protect us and your angels as we travel over the dangerous highways. Bring us back again on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. as we bow before your altar. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Everybody shout amen. Tell somebody I see you at 6 o'clock in the morning. There's some material on the back table. Top of this hat's material is on the back table if you like one. See our person that's designated back there.
Yeah.